In this gospel, John is not telling us a story about Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus. John is presenting a sign, one of several that make up the outline and the framework of the fourth gospel. Because it is a sign and not a miracle story, there are a lot of details that get confusing if you simply think this is a miracle. For instance, why did Jesus take so long to go to Bethany? Or is Lazarus going to die again and leave his two sisters to grieve twice? At the very beginning, we're told by John that this is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So this is not about a family crisis in Bethany. It is about a crisis of the world caught up in death and sin. It is not about a corpse being resuscitated nearly as much as it is about giving life to the world. This text is like a thin sheet of paper laid on top of another. There are words there, and there's a story, but bleeding through from beneath, there's another message, the real one. Or this story is sort of like a shadow that tells us something about the real event that's happening in the light. The story of Lazarus is a sign, and for us this weekend, it's a sign pointing toward what we will celebrate, acknowledge, and affirm as the foundation of our faith in 2 weeks. This story is full of clues if you read it carefully. We're told that the end of this story will be the glorifying of the Son. Thomas says, "Let us go that we may die with him." You see, it's all pointing toward the death of Jesus and his resurrection, not the death of Lazarus. Notice that Jesus is deeply moved and troubled. He weeps that the tomb is near Jerusalem is also important. It's a cave. It has a stone covering the entrance that must be rolled back. Do you hear all the clues? It's getting us ready for what's to come. Jesus cries out in a loud voice. He's going to do that again on the cross. Then there's the grave cloths. They're being removed from a dead man, now alive. And it should trigger us to think about the grave cloths removed and folded in an empty tomb. John wants us to think about Jesus, not about Lazarus. Lazarus left the tomb, and the price was that Jesus had to enter the tomb. Jesus himself said that one cannot give life unless one dies, and he made no exception in his own case. This willingness to submit to the giving of life, which he had asked of his disciples, is dramatically stated when Jesus asked where Lazarus had been laid, and they said to him, "Come and see." Do you remember those words being spoken before? Come and see. He said that to his disciples, calling them from their old lives as fishermen. Come and see. So it's all there for us now. The way to life, the way to glory, the way to the Father. A weeping Jesus does not weep so much for Lazarus as he weeps for all of this world, still trapped in death and violence, trapped in tombs of doubt and fear. As the weeping Jesus dries tears of Martha and Mary, he does so for all who share and speak the faith that Martha proclaims. The life and the glory that he shares with us is not cheap or easy. It means service and suffering, sacrifice, perseverance, and obedience to the will of the Father. It will also mean rest in a tomb, but with the readiness to come out when he calls.